If you don't know who Bill Wallander is, this must be your first time at the conference. I've been practicing for 12 years, and I can think of very few people who have in the same echelon in terms of the impact on the bankruptcy section of the state bar as Bill. Also on the panel is Judge Bradley from here in Austin. I've read his bio. It told me that he was born in South Texas, raised in North Texas. He's a judge in West Texas, so I believe he's retiring to Lufkin someday is what that means I'm going to go with. Catherine Hopkins from Kelly Hart and Hallman, who clerked for Judge King and is continuing with the trend of excellence that the clerks coming out of his chambers have followed in. And Jay Ong, much like Bill, has had a broad and dramatic impact on the bankruptcy section of the State Bar of Texas, as you've seen, he's a coach of the Duberstein team. Another wonderful panel, folks, and a great topic.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's always hard to follow the recent developments. You have Jay Westbrook, who is an icon at a very iconic conference, and for those of you who have been coming here over the years, it really just gets better. And then, of course, you have Bernie Bass. Why he didn't go into radio is beyond us. Mr. Rochelle, you know, he's out there a little bit, but that's okay. He did talk about needing a circuit court split corrector, although I would suggest to him that, you know, some lawyers don't mind diversity of thought in the law and splits and issues that they might raise and use in their cases. I want to do a call out to the people that really worked hard on the materials. You've seen they're very dense, and we had a team of seven or eight lawyers in addition to the panel reviewing and editing, and they really did work hard, and we really appreciate that. Katie Grissel, who is here, was our editor-in-chief and the herder of the cats, so a real call out for Katie for getting all that put together. On the panel today, we have Honorable Chris Bradley from the Western District of Texas. We've got Kat Hopkins, Kelly Hart, and Jay Ong of Munch Hart, of course. And we start the program off with what we call makers and breakers. Makers is a little bit loose because we're saying that the Supreme Court has settled issues, although when you read the Supreme Court cases, they don't necessarily settle them, but they make their points. And I just demanded we put a top 10 just so everybody knows that I used to watch David Letterman. But we're not going to focus on those cases very much other than to say we included a top 10 of recent, and we included in the materials themselves 50 of what we all looked at and just considered to be key cases over the years in the Supreme Court. And one of the reasons for how we put this together was as much for the experienced practitioner, but also those coming up the line as a reference tool, because it is a very quick way to get a quick look at these various issues. So we'll start at the beginning of the case, and the first issue, which was talked about today as well, which is venue. Kat, what's the story with venue, and where do we think that one's going?
Perfect. And as Bill said, we have a lot of materials, and to the extent you have any questions today, please ask us. We're happy to answer them. Hopefully we know the answer. We'll see. And I also noticed that there is and Professor Westbrook mentioned it earlier, that there is a panel later today on venue reform updates and development. So I look forward to hearing, you know, how that is shaping up and how it may potentially impact venue and future filings. So just to kind of hit on some circuit court opinions, with respect to venue in connection with personal injury claims,